In the beginning, there was radio. And radio was without form and did overflow with commercials and senseless chatter. And it came to pass that the multitudes became disenchanted with this thing called radio and cried out to the ultimate supreme being to bestow upon them an alternative. To which he answered, saying,
Let there be an alternative, free from the evil of commercials, pop, rock, and senseless chatter. And let this alternative be called WRPI in Troy.
And the people rejoiced, feasting on the fatted calves, and the slaughtered lambs, and the frozen pizzas, and the TV dinners, and the breakfast cereals, and the instant cocos, and the concentrated...
Daisy, hello, this is Adam. You're listening to 91.5 FM WRPI. I will be here for the next hour and a half or so. Stay tuned. At 6:30, we have Pacifica Nightly News, which can be heard here in WRPI every weeknight at 6:30. And at 6 o'clock, we have After Dark. So if you want to know what to do tonight, tomorrow night, and every night for all next week, stay tuned. At 6 o'clock, it's After Dark. But until then, we have in my opinion, a pretty good show. Coming up now, we have the Jesus and Mary Chain. This is Coast to Coast.
has been all-consuming. Scale the heights of dizzy love. Didn't know how vertigo could leave me in the balance of my heart and all the gods above. Stunned and all strung up. It's only navigation, so I'm moving over ground. Past the cube of levitation, I'll keep hanging in when all the chips are down. And my shape, casting shadows, marking pathways, sign for showing our escape, sign for showing our escape, the day, the time, the place. It's only navigation, so I'm moving over ground, past the key of all temptation, I'll keep hanging in when all the chips are down.
That was Ian McCulloch. Right now we have The Sundays. You're listening to 91.5 FM WRPI.
Yeah.
That was As Children from Opafire. Right now is a group that recently opened for Don Henley at the Knickerbocker Arena. This is The Innocence Mission and the Wonder of Birds. You're listening to 91.5 FM WRPI. We'll be right back.
living in a garbage barrel. Oh, lady called me up, and she tried to hit me with that mop. I can't stand it anymore, more. I can't stand it anymore, more. I can't stand it anymore, more. But surely we should come back, it could be alright. I'll cry, surely just come back, it'll be alright.
The House of Love, I Can't Stand It. You're listening to WRPI in Troy. Hey, let me tell you something. It's, you know, it's hard to tell the difference when fellow students are seriously depressed or just having a case of the blues. If one of your friends seems tired, feels hopeless, or can't concentrate for more than 2 weeks or so, he or she may be suffering from clinical depression. The most important thing you can do is encourage the person to get professional help. Let your friend know you care and get your copy of the free pamphlet, What to Do When a Friend is Depressed, a guide for students. Just send your name and address to Federal Consumer Focus, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. This is a public service announcement. It has been brought to you by the Consumer Information Center and WRPI in Troy. Right now, we have brand new music from Billy Idol. This is Prodigal Blues.
Riding my life like a runaway train, moving from one track to the other, howling, crying, screaming at the moon. Only my voice came back, only the echo came back. When I was a boy, Daddy told me grow tall. Years and Billy don't call. Taught me how to ride, set me out on my own, and I never came back. And yes, I do it again. Oh, would you? Yeah, I do it again. Do it again, baby. Wouldn't you? So cool, guess I crossed over the borderline. Treated like a judge who just can't read. Did I fool me too? And yes, I'd do it again. Oh, wouldn't you? Yes, I'd do it again. Yeah, I'd do it again, baby. Wouldn't you? Amen.
into my face and in into my heart. His attention could rearrange the other side to your love. Take hold now, baby, and take what other lovers have lost. Times is changing, will they rearrange the other side to your love?
was Two Rivers from Jeff Beck off his new album Beck's Guitar Shop. Right now this is Area, I'll Gather Flowers, off of their album The Perfect Dream. Minus 17 minutes to After Dark. You're listening to WRPI. This is Sea Stories and The Immigrants.
Standing there waiting for the train to come with a collar that's turned up against the cold, doubting the time and the rain that must fall, and keeping her eye firmly straight at the time to be near you. This is our time. with eyes that grow weary and arms that hang limp while the freeways all fill at the end of the day. But the stories we read and the places we see will help us conspire not to be pushed away. It's a one chance to be alone. This is our chance to someday go home. Someday to leave here. We don't believe here. Much rather it was that way. Hey. Always to be one of the put upon few. Would it help if I said she won't take any more silence? All of the tongues with nothing behind, and make all the bigots just deign to be kind. It's a one chance to still be alone. This is our chance to someday go home. Someday to leave here. We don't believe here. Much rather it was
me now, but in the space between the heavens and the corner of some far field, I had a dream.
You're listening to WRPI in Troy, New York, and this is After Dark, WRPI's club and concert calendar. Beginning today, Friday, May 4th, Dave McKenna at the Van Dyke, Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser at the 8th Step, Martin Grosswent at the Cafe Lena, Louis Collins and Rod McDonald at the Town Crier Cafe, Lisa Carmen and Sally McCarthy at the Last Exit Cafe, Eileen and Elkin Thomas at Mother's Wine Emporium at RPI, Slipknot at Bogey's, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen at Tigers, From Good Homes at Polly's, Lotus at Harold's Office, and Cygnus at the Half Moon Cafe. Saturday, May 5th, Barrist Essentials at St. Mark's Community Center, Dave McKenna at the Van Dyke, The Ordinaries at the Woodstock Guild, Frank Wakefield at the Cafe Lena, John Hall at the Town Crier Cafe, Not Necessarily the Blues at the 8th Step, and the Uncle Harpo Band at Tigers. Chris Williamson and Tourette Fuhr at the 8th Step upstairs, Slipknot at Bogey's, Rock House at Polly's, and Pan Caribbean Dinner Dance at Brubaker Hall at SUNY Albany. Lotus at Harold's Office, Frank Jacklish at the Half Moon Cafe. Closing the weekend, Sunday, May 6th, Dave McKenna at the Van Dyke, the Jill Hughes Ensemble at On the Shelf, Chris Williamson and Tourette Fuhr at the Town Crier Cafe, Bob Paisley and the Southern Glass at the BPO Elks in Boston Spa, and Debbie Gelder and Peter Siegel at the Half Moon Cafe. And Monday, May 7th, Patrick Ball at the St. Mark's Community Center and Jonathan Edwards at the Town Crier Cafe. And for Tuesday, May 8th, Mitch Frazier at Tigers and Solomon's Armada at the Half Moon Cafe. And Wednesday, May 9th, Cher at the Knickerbocker Arena, Scott Stocksman at the Parting Glass, the interns at the Half Moon Cafe, excuse me, and Randy Maurer at Tigers. Thursday, May 10th, Doubting Thomas and Dirty Face at Pauly's and Bobby G at the Half Moon Cafe. And for Friday, May 11th, Betty and the Baby Boomers at the Half Moon Cafe, Stephen Hudson at the Cafe Lena, Lisa Smith at the Last Exit Cafe, Adavalos at Hubbard Hall, In Action at Tigers, Leo Cotti at the Town Crier Cafe, and Begonia at Pauly's. And Saturday, May 12th, Magpie with Kim and Reggie Harris at the 8th Step, The Rude Girls at the Cafe Lena, Orealis at the Parting Glass, and Teresa Broadwell Quartet at the Pinkerfest in Albany, Tal Farlow Quartet at Town Crier Cafe, and the Out of Control Rhythm and Blues Band at Tigers, Fudu Fudu at Pauly's, and closing Saturday, Kitchen Pros at the Half Moon Cafe. And finally, Sunday, May 13th, Hal Miller at On the Shelf, Rudy's Jukebox at the Half Moon Cafe, and Barbara Higby at the Town Crier Cafe. You have been listening to After Dark, WRPI's Club and Concert Calendar. You can hear After Dark at noon, 12 noon, 6 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. Monday through Friday at After Dark, WRPI. If you would like your material included in After Dark, send it at least 2 weeks in advance to 1 WRPI Plaza, Troy, New York, 12180. If you know something we may have missed, give us a call at 518-276-6248. After Dark is brought to you by WRPI and Troy. This is Adam. Stay tuned. It's about 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. I still got another 26 minutes here to before finishing out my last show of the semester. It's been a great year, and we're going to try and go out with a bang. Right now, this is Talk Talk, and It's My Life from 1984.
If I could find as we did. The son exclaims there'll be nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace were being tried. Stand up for me. State your peace tonight. Stand up for me. State your peace.
Stand or Fall from 1984. Let's step back into the present now with Robert Palmer. This is Life in Detail.
Tell just what might happen. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Dropped a big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Cause when the going gets tough, the tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
We regret to inform you that this time it really is over. This is my last show of the semester, and I'm not gonna be here for quite some time. It is a pity, but we must move on in the ways of the world. I wish you luck and the best of times, and always remember to listen to WRPI in Troy, New York at 91.5 FM. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. And stay tuned for Pacifica Nightly News coming up next.
From Washington, this is the Pacifica Report for Friday, May 4th, 1990. I'm Tara Seiler. In the news tonight, the Baltic Republic of Latvia votes for independence from Moscow. 57 deputies boycott the vote. Pretoria and the ANC wrap up 3 days of talks. Some advances are made, but the two sides say more discussions are needed. The Contras give in a little over the issue of demobilization, the tobacco industry pushing to export its product to less developed countries, and Kent State, 20 years after four students were shot dead.